Integrated question. Read the following part of the passage in section 1 describing Freud's views of dreams.
This analogy allowed Freud to suggest that fantasies, called art, could be interpreted in the same way as dreams. Writers, as Freud noted, have always seen great significance in dreams. In his view, portrayals of dreams in works of literature supported his own theories about their structures, mechanisms, and interpretation. For example, the mechanisms of displacement and symbolization obviously resemble the literary devices of metaphor and symbolism.
Which part of the lecture expresses a view of dreams that is very different from Freud's?
A. Their view is that when people are dreaming, they are in a state in which motivations, goals, and plans are especially important. B. Dreams are just a byproduct. They're a kind of accidental result of other brain activity with no real purpose and no hidden meanings. C. Therefore, they say, we tend to dream about the objects of our intense interest or desire. D. One of these scientists says dreams occur in a wishful state of mind.